You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
Hey, well, let's start closer to you in the Canadian prairies, where they have suffered dry and hot conditions, and not just dry and hot, but terribly hot for this summer. Has anything changed there?
Well, a little bit. We've had a couple of troughs come in out of the Gulf of Alaska, sliding into British Columbia and Alberta. And these systems are then sliding across the Northern Rockies and the Northern Plains states. And they have brought a little moisture. And more importantly, they've cooled things off a little bit. We're hoping that this will help with a little bit of the fire activity in the north, central, and northwest United States. I think it will. It's also going to lead to some cooler weather and better chances for precipitation in the short term into the upper Midwest and Northern Plains states. And the outlook here in the coming next couple of weeks is cooler for central and western Canada. So there is some help on the way.
You mentioned the wildfires seriously still underway there and a lot of smoke across the western part of the United States. What's it like to live in your part of the world there in Wyoming?
Well, I tell you, it's been very smoky. And the last couple of days, it's been quite bad. And, you know, it's mainly affecting visibility, but some folks with asthma and allergies are impacted physically by it. We have seen it thinning out a little bit as the weather has gotten a little more favorable to fight those fires, and we're hoping that trend continues. But for a large part of the nation, the northern tier of the U.S., where the smoke has been most common, it's still going to be around for a bit longer.
I know that in Fargo, North Dakota, they've had more than a share of a few cloudy days, actually smoky days. They've also been dry in some of those areas that produce a lot of corn and soybeans along the Red River Valley. What can you tell me about that area?
Well, the prospects for rain gets a little bit better, especially that Red River Valley area. With these systems we mentioned earlier coming out of western Canada through the northern Rockies and northern plains, will trigger some shower and thunderstorm activity. In fact, the focal point of the heavier moisture over the next week or two is going to be shifting more northward. It does look like Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, Wisconsin, Iowa, northern and central Illinois will be areas that will be the most wet, drying out in the southern and western areas of the Corn Belt. And also a dry period is going to be hitting the southern plains of Oklahoma and Texas in the next week to 10 days.
Let's drop a little further south into southern Illinois, down through Memphis and to parts of those areas of Tennessee, all the way into Louisiana, where they will begin harvest here pretty shortly, if they're not already somewhat underway. What kind of conditions will they be toiling under?
Well, pretty good. It is going to be warming up over the central and eastern part of the United States next week and the week after that. In fact, some pretty warm late summer weather is coming. That's going to coincide with drier weather as well. So in terms of those areas as outlined for any harvest operations, for harvest weather, it's looking pretty good.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Tuesday afternoon. You can hear Don's forecast anytime you'd like on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Just look for the weather tab. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You have a very good and safe afternoon.